Saddle up your horses. Well, welcome everyone to the Robin Walters Show here, part of the Red Sky Radio Network. God bless you today. You know, there are those times when there's 3 to 4 hours of material for a 56-minute program. This is one of those days. There is so much going on. Boy, before I get any further, though, I just want to encourage everybody to listen to the Sunday morning program, which I also produce. Many of you get that. You certainly can get it on a podcast, Sunday Morning with Robin Walter. Or if you're on Rumble, you could go into the Robin Walter Show and you see the Bible, a gavel, and my glasses. That is a Sunday morning program. The cowboy hat is this program. But this week is week 13 out of a 14-week series. I promised everybody, as long as I have supplies at last, and I'm down to about 30 books that it can testify and send me an email address or an address via email that they actually have listened to all 14. They get the book for free. Again, as far as supplies last. Okay. Oh gosh, where do we start here? I'm going to start with some good news and do a little bit of a different program. I'm going to weave my friends over at the Babylon Bee into multiple parts of this program because things are so heavy, we need to lighten it up, right? Right. But some genuine good news right out of the gate here. So we got all these pagers that are blowing up. They're blew up among Hezbollah monsters. And then we have the, if that's not enough, they go kill a whole bunch and injure a ton more, hundreds more with their booby-trapped walkie-talkies. These guys have really come into the 21st century, haven't they? But I have to say, I'm not thrilled that people are dying and getting injured on a wholesale basis. But as it relates to Hezbollah, yes, I am. They have been throwing, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 rockets into northern Israel. Israel hasn't attacked them. They're just retaliating against Israel's retaliation for Hamas down in Gaza. They have displaced 65,000 Jews from northern Israel. And then they launched one into a playground. I forgot the city where it killed 12 kids. They don't care. They're monsters. And so when they're dead or they're injured, and if they're all dead or they're all injured, I couldn't care less. Now, maybe God's got some of them marked for salvation down the road. I hope so. But in the meantime, you can't not defend yourself because someday the guy who's ready to stab you might get saved. No, you just defend yourself. That's what Israel's doing. And I love the technology here in the sense that, you know, I'll tell you what it reminded me of. This will tell you how old I am. If you remember Get Smart, I think is what it was called, with Maxwell Smart, that old TV show where he had the phone in his shoe. He'd take off his shoe, and then he would talk to the boss. And this kind of reminded me of it. And so when Mossad, and I love the Babylon Bee comment that Mossad takes out Hamas leader with Mike Lindell's My Exploding Pillow. And it took me to do some research on Mossad, where I found out that in 1974, they had a guy executed for the 1972 attack at the Munich Olympics. They executed him by somehow having the phone in his motel room blow up and killed him. Don't mess with these guys. Don't mess with Mossad, but the point is, don't mess with Israel. You are touching God's anointed. We could all be gone. There is no country that's assured anything in Scripture other than Israel. They're the only ones. And I mean, how did Mossad get to the into the guy's room to load his a phone with explosives? How do I know? How do I know that they knew that they were going to get that guy into the right room? How did all that happen? How did it that happen that somebody else didn't go into that room, and then when they called him, and it's just the call, and somehow I can't even comprehend the technology here. How does simply a call trigger the explosion, and then trigger the explosion over thousands of pagers, and then literally hundreds of walkie-talkies? I'll tell you, I love this, because they can't use their cell phones, because those are easy to tap. That's why they went to pagers, because the pagers blew up. They went to the walkie-talkies. Do you know what's left? Two cans and a line of string to communicate. That's all they got left. God is on Israel's side, make no doubt about it. Oh my gosh, don't mess with Israel. Which takes me, and I'm going to work in a little bit of lightness throughout this otherwise extremely heavy program. How far I get, I don't know. I'll just have to pick it up next week. But it takes me to, yes, a Babylon Bee. I love these guys, my friends at the Babylon Bee. Check it out, BabylonBee.com. But this was hilarious, I thought anyway. They ran a story, keep in mind that every time I quote them, it is satire. Like, Kamala accused of using performance-enhancing moderators at the debate. These guys are genius. They are funny. But this one cracked me up. Hezbollah is starting to think that they should not have gotten their pagers from Levi Goldbromstein's Pager Emporium. I mean, Levi, it's as Jewish a first name as you get. Goldbromstein, however you want to pronounce it. You got three syllables. Each one as Jewish as you get, and it's the Pager Emporium. Oh, my guys, gosh, you guys, you just crack me up. And one more I'll throw in here before we move on to something a little bit heavier. I love this one. Trump dodges falling piano, swinging death blade, and spiked pitfall trap on his way to a rally. Kind of said like, you know, right now God's got his hand on Trump and you're not going to be able to kill him. Maybe they will be able to in the future. It's God's hand here, but so far. And when Trump says, you know, maybe God has his hand on me. Duh, you think, Donald? Well, he does for now. He does for now. So, getting on to some other things here, but I'm going to launch it with this comment, one of their pieces. Hillary Clinton has come out and said that the First Amendment is Russian disinformation. I'm sorry, you guys. I don't know if you need this, but I need it. This one is more true than ever. FBI says we may never know the motivation of the would-be Trump assassin who was a Biden-Harris supporter. Do you need any more? No, I don't think so. Well, you know, we had the crooked debate. Oh, my gosh. Maybe we'll get to it, maybe we won't, but I'll throw out just one other one here. After the favorable ratings where Kamala, whatever the heck you want to call her, people think, well, let me just say this. People thought it was a great debate performance from her. Do you know what? That's all it was a great debate performance. It wasn't a great debate. You see, there are Hollywood actors and actresses who are kind of semi-moronic. They really aren't that smart. But they can memorize their lines. And when they memorize their lines, they're thought to be brilliant. And that's all Cammy Baby did. Calamity Harris, she just memorized her talking points And she came across and Donald didn't. He needs to prepare a little better. But, of course, she had basically the questions so she could prepare the answers. And more on that later if we get to it, because ABC is thrown in the towel. Their ratings have gone down 12% because, as I said last week, everybody knows that now David Muir is the pimp and Lindsay Davis is the whore that ABC used to skewer the debate against Donald Trump. Which, back to the Babylon Bee, I got to insert these things just to keep it lighter. So we just don't leave this program with a gigantic headache. Kamala proposes second debate to be moderated by Michael Moore and Joy Behar. Well, how about this one? Taylor Swift's cats endorse Donald Trump. Ah, oh, man. This one, I'll get to some articles, but this is a lead up. Kamala is safe and is in stable condition after an attempted interview. This is not mine. These guys are so stinking brilliant, poignant, funny. Oh, my gosh. But the one that leads us into our real piece for the day is their article, Democrats Accuse Trump of Inciting Further Violence. Democrats accuse Trump of inciting further violence by not dying. Isn't that something? And this is in fact what one party basically said, that he needs to be eliminated before people will quit trying to kill him. They got to kill him so people will quit trying to kill him. This is the mindset of the demonically controlled left. It is so bad. You probably, if you don't understand by now, maybe this recent events will, why for the last decade, I've referred to them as Democrats. They have no light. They are full of darkness. They are animated by the spirit of hell, by the devil himself. Some of them are clearly demon-possessed. They call Trump the threat to democracy, which is, of course, while the Dems continue to try to kill him. But this is a rhetorical question. But aren't political assassins the ones that are really against democracy? So that's how you preserve democracy, is by killing those who are trying to exercise their democratic rights, constitutional rights. So that, oh man, this is just so twisted and bad. And so when there's been a mass killing of any kind, which is what, four or more, the Democrats before, as Rush Limbaugh would famously say, before any of the victims, have assumed room temperature. Before that's even occurred, they're out taking on any guns, generally assault weapons. Assault weapon is simply whatever gun you use or whatever weapon you use in assault. If you could kill somebody with a poison pea shooter, that's an assault weapon. Doesn't matter to them. They don't even know what weapon is used. They're calling for basically confiscation of guns, mandatory gun buyback, which, of course, Kamala Harris denies, and I have the video where she lies through every orifice of her body, and that's one of her lies. So they're all screaming for gun control. But isn't it amazing? Is it more than just a coinkydink of the Democrat duplicity that every shooting produces the screaming bat zombies for gun control, except each time there's an assassination attempt against Trump? Crickets. You don't hear jack squat crap diddly about gun control from any Democrat when the victim is Donald Trump. None. This is the duplicity, the hypocrisy. What a bunch of chumps. I'm being nice calling them chumps. So, who is at fault for these things? Is it Donald? Or is it the left Is it the ones who scream Hitler, 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 threat to democracy, threat to democracy, and more Hitler stuff? You know, I got to ask a pretty simple question here. Why can anyone identify in the first 4 years of Donald Trump what he did that was even remotely close to being Adolf Hitler? This is Democrat projection. You accuse others of what you are guilty of. They're the Hitlers. They're the tyrants. They're the dictators. They're the democracy haters. They're the ones who would just as soon take a whiz on the Constitution as to support it. And no wonder. And why would there be violence against MAGA supporters? Violence against Trump? When all you hear is Hitler, 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 who wouldn't want to try killing Hitler? But he's not Hitler. Come on, if you're listening to this program, you email me at redskyradio777@gmail.com and tell me anything that Trump did during his first 4 years in office that was even remotely close to being a Hitler. And then you got to listen to the rest of this program, because I'll tell you why the Democrats are the Hitlers. And they really are. There's death. There's body bags behind every single one of them. Jeez. What, starting with, look at Hakeem Jeffries. All right, here's a House of Representatives rep in a desperate search for a brain and morals, because he has neither. This is after the second Trump assassination attempt, says, quote, "We must stop MAGA Republicans." You have, after the Trump second assassination attempt, Hillary Sourpuss Clinton calls Trump, after the second debate, after the second attempt on his life, a danger to our country. These are the people who are guilty of aiding and abetting assassination attempts against Trump. Democrats, we have no use for them. If I could pray anything, I'd ask God just get rid of all of them. But you know what? And I'd like to say that would be called heaven, but it wouldn't be, because we got a lot of bad Republicans. But there's some that are really, really good. There's some that stink. They suck. But there are some that are really, really good. I don't know of any good Democrat. Not a one. I have T-shirts I wear that says, "Generally speaking, Democrats suck." I'm going to have it remade and eliminate the "generally speaking" part. No need to even try to make friends here, because they're mindless. I love the guy on, I can't think of his name. He's a brilliant Jewish journalist. I got to skip it. His name doesn't come to my mind. If I don't have his name, I got to give him credit for his brilliance. I'll think of it, include it next week. So you have all of these Hitler, we got to kill, stop. I mean, goodness sakes, if everything the Democrats said was true, why wouldn't somebody want to kill him? The fact is, nothing is true, because this is the only way that they have a chance of winning the election, is to carry out this demagoguery, this gaslighting, inflammatory rhetoric to kill the guy, all covered by the pimps and whores in the mainstream media, of which David Muir now certainly joined the ranks, and Lindsay Davis. If there's any question about their allegiance, it was eliminated during the debate, which all leads up to this story, which is going to blow you away. No pun intended. It is the number of Democrats. You know, in case I forget, this is why you need to get your guns, plural, semi-automatic pistol, revolver, semi-automatic rifle, and a great shotgun. And after you have those four, get some for your faithful children as stocking stuffers. Obviously, if they're not on your side, and there's probably talking to a bunch of people whose kids are not, don't do that, because they'll just turn them in. And then they'll turn you in. just like it says in Scripture, and just like they did in Nazi Germany. So who are the Nazis here? Go look at the Democrat Party. They're the ones that'll turn you in, and I have more evidence of that in this program. But Scott Rasmussen, the Rasmussen poll, without question, par excellence, the most reliable poll ever, in the last 30 years in American politics. He is the one that all the fake pollsters from MSNBC and CBS and all those, they're trying to convince you that this is happening. This is the way that people think, because they know that all the Democrats are just a bunch of libtard lemmings, and they'll just follow the crowd. Contrary to what Jefferson said, the majority rules, and they're usually wrong. But they can spew this stuff out there, and then what happens? This happens every election. All those fake pollsters in the last 12, maybe 6, possibly 2 or 3 hours before the voting begins will all then chime in and agree with Rasmussen, so that when they're called out after the election, they could say, no, we got it right. We got it right at the end. They're liars. A pack of liars. Okay. The number of Democrats that say that the United States would be better off if Trump had been killed, if the first assassination attempt was successful, and the people that say, look, one thing of the second assassination attempt, the first one, there were people out there saying one thing is for sure, right? These people have to get to be better shots. And who has ginned this up? Who has incited this? This is all on Hillary Clinton, AOC, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Chuck E. Cheese Schumer, Nancy, I wish I had a brain, Pelosi. Go right on down the line and then list all the Democrat news people from the alphabet networks. They're responsible. They should all be locked up for aiding and abetting the assassination attempts of Donald Trump. And I will tell you, it's going to get worse. I haven't even gotten to this article. I keep digressing here, but I'll get to it. I have been right, and I'm not here to pat myself on the back, nor am I here to say that I'm a prophet, but I have been right on the great majority of predictions. One I got wrong, and I'm ready to tell you right now, I was absolutely convinced Gavin Newsom would be on the Democratic ticket, and I was wrong. But I might only be wrong, because if God decides to do something to Harris or Tampon Tim, if God decides to yank one of them, let's say Kamala Harris went down in a plane crash. And you know what? I mean, we'd probably all be singing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. I can't encourage anybody to kill her. I wouldn't do that, not like the Democrats are doing with Trump, because I obey the law. But I can certainly hope that God would take her out, but maybe he's seen fit to give her to us as judgment on this country. But let's say she went down in a plane crash. Maybe she got shot. Maybe she got some horrific disease. Maybe she died from an overdose of lying. Well, then that means Tampon Tim is a presidential candidate. No, you say, well, he's vice president. No, he's a presidential candidate. Why? Because there is no presidential candidate that makes him the presidential candidate. So if you voted for him and he got elected into office, he's immediately president, at which time and then he would formally and officially appoint a vice president. But in the meantime, he would pick somebody to be the de facto running mate so that when he's sworn in, you already have the vice president. So there's a way for Tampon Tim or Kamala to still pick. Kamala can't pick Gavin Newsom. Only Tampon Tim can pick him, because you can't have the president and the vice president being from the same state. And Kamala Baby and Gavin Newsom are both from California. But Gavin Newsom could be the running mate to Timmy Walz, Tampon Tim. Okay, back to the story. I had to just lay that out for you. So there is a way conceivably for my prediction to yet come true, but I don't think that it will. It's one that I think I just got wrong, as I've gotten others wrong. but they're in the minority. But that's, I'm not a prophet. I study, I pray, I read, I make predictions. Okay, the number of Democrats that say the U.S. would be better off if Trump had been killed, which means they want him killed in the future, right? 26 million. You heard me right. The number is over 1 in 4 Democrats through the Rasmussen poll, which I said is the only reliable one out there, that want and wish Trump had been assassinated. So I have to ask this question. It's rhetorical. I never will encourage anybody to go assassinate anybody else on this program. May I be thrilled if God decides to kill somebody? Yeah, it's from the book of Proverbs, about the people rejoicing when the wicked are dead. Not because they're in hell, because it says God does not, you know, wish death upon any of the wicked. He doesn't. No, he doesn't. He wants them to go to heaven. But for us on this earth, we don't want them to go to hell, but we can be thrilled with their passing, like people were thrilled with the passing of Hitler or the Wicked Witch of the West. You can fill in the name that fits that. We could be thrilled because the oppression is relieved, and we were relieved of the oppression. We were removed from the hideous and odious evil that is upon us, for which we can praise God. Not that they're in hell, but that they're not around anymore to make our life a hell. So more than 1 in 4 Democrats believe America would be better off if Trump had been assassinated, according to this most recent poll. Okay, that comes out to a little over 26 million people. So my question rhetorically, I got to keep getting back to this, is if 26 million, or in this case, whatever that 28% is of the Rasmussen poll that want Trump, wish that the execution had been successful, that tells me they still want him dead, right? And if they still want him dead, and they're willing to say that in a poll that they want Trump dead, why isn't the FBI investigating them? Now, to give you the full measure of this survey, of all the people surveyed, 17% of the people wished that the assassins would have been successful. They should all be subjects of an FBI investigation, because I can't sit here and say, hey, why doesn't somebody go out and blow the brains out of Kamala Harris? I wouldn't say that anyway, but I can't, legally and morally. I cannot do that, and I will not do that, because I'm not hoping somebody does that. That's not my desire. And I would be, how quickly do you think I'd be investigated by the FBI if I said that, if I were want to do that, if I were inclined to do that? I could be thrilled that she was, God takes her out, but I'm not in the position to say that without having a knock on my door in about 20 minutes. But somehow, gazillions of Democrats can say that, and they're not going to get investigated. And why? Because we just have these screaming, the true Hitlers in this country, screaming Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. And why wouldn't they be motivated to do that? And they aren't stopping. Hakeem Jeffries, Hillary Clinton, they come out and keep talking about what the incredible existential threat to democracy was. Even though if it was an existential threat to democracy, they're a little late, because existential was 2016 to 2020, and he wasn't a threat to democracy. I will tell you why, oh gosh, I don't have time to fit this comment in. Why he is so hated. And it's actually not by some, and it's not for the reasons most people think. I'm going to have to say, we're coming into a break here. It's too much to fit in this brief period of time. And why the little tyrannical dictators like Hillary Clinton so loathe Donald Trump and all of her others so loathe. Some, the bulk have been misled, but the ones who are doing the misleading, those are the ones I'm going to tell you why. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
Yeah, you're way on top now, Cammy baby. You're causing us 96 tears, but God's going to have the last word here. We may have to go through a judgment in this country, but he's going to have the last word. So before the break, I was saying here, I'm going to tell you why Donald Trump is so hated by the elite, and then why the elite say what they say, because then they corral all of the numbnuts in this country who actually listen to their garbage, and with a couple of tweets and a Taylor Swift concert are simply being used. The elite considers the people who are the masses that will support Kamala Harris as useful idiots. Clinton. She said she wants to exercise basically a dictatorial control over Americans and their ideas. She's called for jailing people with ideas essentially different from hers. But what does she say? Well, Trump, the mega people, they're a threat to democracy. Why do you have streams of professors? And I need to quote this here. I pulled this out. It's all from WorldNet Daily, but I'm going to quote. I just got to read it to get it right. I think it was Jonathan Turley that maybe said this. He said, well, you know, why are there streams of professors joining students and shouting down, committing property damage, participating in riots, verbally attacking students, or even taking violent action in protests? Why is it common for professors to support strangling police officers, celebrating the death of conservatives, calling for the killing of Trump and Trump supporters, and more? While Democratic leaders have condemned, in theory, the second assassination attempt on Trump, they have continued the unhinged rhetoric of how this may be our last election and democracy will then therefore die in America if he's elected. And of course, the Democrats have allied themselves with violent groups like Antifa and right on down the line. And you got, well, you get the point. There, here is the point. Donald Trump, and I'm going to throw in Viktor Orban, president of Hungary, and there are a few others that are not globalists. You see, this world is heading towards a one-world government at a screaming rate. You have to make a case for having a one-world government. Supposedly, what is it? Well, it's going to be to bring peace and order. And to bring peace and order, we have to get rid of those who are not globalists, who are not global elites, like the Bill Gates, by the Hillary Clintons, by the Kamala Harris, by the Chuck E. Cheese Schumers. You go right on down the line. They're globalists. They're elitists. And what do? They have Hitler, existential threat to democracy, as the means by which they all have the same talking points. They're identical. Talking points to woo, cajole, and basically subdue, deceive the people who do not have the Spirit of God even remotely close to their mind or their brain. They don't have a mind of Christ. They either have the mind of the devil and they're hearing what they want to hear, or they are mindless. They're a vacuum and they just simply receive what's being poured into it. They are the bulk of them are useless. I'm sorry, useful idiots to the left. And they keep barking this stuff out about Trump. And Trump is the most anti-dictator there is, the most anti-Hitler. He is the constitutional republic exemplified more than any Democrat anywhere running for office anywhere in the United States. But they can't have it that way. The media is simply part of the Klaus Schwab group to which Hillary and all those others are attached and want this globalist government, which we will end up getting someday. Someday we will be against Israel. I'm sorry, we will be. I just say all the countries abandon Israel at some point, and we'll probably abandon them sooner rather than later if these wonky wombats like Hillary and her traveling companions in the media. But if Hillary is elected, if Kamala is elected, well, the Hillary part is right, and her wonky wombats in the media. But if Harris is elected, we're a whole lot closer. We're already in the beginning of judgment, and if she's elected, she is judgment. Now, those who carry Harris's water. You know, I fault Trump partly for falling into this trap again by having a debate with these left-wing weenies. And David Muir, he's got the face and the sound of somebody who's credible. And Lindsay Davis, yeah. But like I said, they're a pimp and a prostitute. Lindsay Davis has now admitted, I can't even believe she admitted this. This blows me away that there's this panic button being hit at ABC News because obviously their ratings took a hit, went down 12%. But Lindsay Davis confirms that her preparations, she said this, her preparations, she was prepared to interrupt Trump and correct Trump during a matchup with Harris. But, of course, Lindsay Davis got her facts wrong because she isn't smart enough to know what was right and wrong. She just followed directions. And so did David Muir. But then this affidavit that's come out that ABC's not going to talk about, news organization, no, they won't. They won't talk about anything that exposes their dirty underwear. Really? No, of course not. Here's the affidavit. Quote, I have secretly recorded several conversations that will prove that the Harris campaign insisted upon not only the fact-checking of Donald Trump, but also insisted on what questions were not to be asked under any circumstances whatsoever. The network whistleblower here, whose name has not been made public to protect his or her life, the affidavit signed under penalty of perjury, released, revealed the coordinated attack with the Harris campaign to give her sample questions. See, so they can say, we didn't give her the questions. They gave her sample questions that were slightly changed so that they could say, we didn't give her the questions. But they gave her the essence of the question. They gave her the sample questions along with assurances that Trump would be fact-checked while Kamala would not. And favorable accommodations for the Democrats' appearance on the screen. This affidavit signed on September 9th, one day prior to the debate, and redacted in portions to conceal the whistleblower's identity, who is from Manhattan, New York, and a resident who has worked at ABC News for more than 10 years in various technical and administrative positions. Goes on to say in this affidavit, for the record, I do not endorse Donald Trump in his capacity as candidate for the President of the United States. But the employee goes on to say that Harris received, quote, particular accommodations, including but not limited to providing a podium significantly smaller than that used by Donald Trump, and assurances regarding split-screen television views that would favorably impact Harris's appearance relative to Donald Trump. And the whistleblower goes on to finally say, quote, the intent of this affidavit is to address concerns about the perceived biases within news reporting within my employer's debate that will be hosted tomorrow, September 10th. All of which was true. Everything the whistleblower has submitted has now been proven to be true, other than the precise questions. I mean, goodness sakes. Did they ever hit her up on anything that she, when she doesn't answer the question? No. So the other day she comes out and says, quote, there are far too many people in our country right now who are not feeling safe. I mean, I look at Project 2025 and I look at, you know, the don't say gay laws coming out of Florida. Members of the LGBT community don't feel safe right now. Immigrants or people with an immigrant background don't feel safe right now. Women don't feel safe right now. So this is interesting. Harris tweets this, and this was her answer to the following question. She was asked if she feels safe from political violence after two assassination attempts against President Trump. What does she say? She starts talking about Project 2025 and the queers that don't feel safe and this and that. She never answers the question. She doesn't answer any question. She's a stinking moron. She can read a script. She's great at memorizing a script. Catch her off guard. And then we got the word salads. Like she said the other day, she said a community, just a minute, I got to dig it up here. I misplaced it. Here it is. A community of children is a community of children. End quote. This is what you do when you have no brains and you're put on the spot. All you can do is repeat a couple of talking points that don't mean jack squat diddly and try to sound like you're making emphasis when in reality you're repeating yourself because you don't know what to say. You don't know what to say, so you start repeating yourself. My goodness. Well, okay. Where are we now? So this blows me away. CNN came out. I'm kind of amazed CNN said this. But they came out and said, well, starting with Dana Bash, and she's left of left. She said that, quote, when you listen to Kamala Harris and what she will do, you can almost start a drinking game every time she says small businesses. Quote, she also talks about being middle class kid. That's also at the front of all of her answers. They go on to suggest that Harris leans on her rhetoric because she doesn't have an answer to voters' most pressing concerns about prices. This is coming from CNN. Here's the deal. Ultimately, Bash and all of her cohorts at CNN have to not look ridiculously stupid in being out there whoring for Harris. At some point, they have to separate themselves unless everybody knows that she and people who think like her, if they were to actually support Harris in all of her points, would be ridiculed walking into a restaurant knowing that there's some mindless drivel approaching your table by the name of Dana Bash. So she's got to separate herself to some extent to try to reveal that she has, notwithstanding her strong left-leaning positions, she still has somewhat of a brain to realize and acknowledge that the candidate she supports isn't worth crap. I mean, No wonder Democrats are so supportive of AI, artificial intelligence. They have none of their own. And then CNN goes on to say that when Harris is asked about what are you going to do about lowering prices, she talks about how inflation has been stopped. She can't lower prices because she was part of the administration that caused the rise in prices. So all she could do is reverse every single policy that Biden and Harris implemented to take prices back down, such as opening up oil. They went on to say this. They say, it's a hard question for an incumbent to answer. How are you going to lower prices when you're responsible for it? This is coming out of CNN. They said, quote, Democrats can point to the fact that inflation is actually, it was bad 2 years ago. It's not as bad now. But what people want to hear is how do you make the prices go down? Not how you keep it from going up more. How do you make it go down? How do you make it go back to what it was in 2019? See, that's the thing that she can't do. And this is what Donald Trump can answer. And they go on to say Trump actually has an answer that gets him through these questions. She doesn't have an answer. So she will answer a question about how do you make prices go down to go by, well, I was raised a middle-class kid, blah, 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 and all that stuff. Are we that stupid to fall for this? If the polls are correct, the answer is yes. I'm hoping the polls are wrong and they're just simply doing what polls have done in the past, and that is to try to queue up an election for a Democrat before they bail in the last 4 hours and join Rasmussen. She has no answer. She just goes into some imaginary scheme about what the future can be for small businesses. Oh, my gosh. You know what? If we vote for her, then we are a country so stupid and immoral that we deserve her. Like one party said, and then, okay, oh, she's going to secure the border. Well, yeah, you know what? The border crossings have gone down. You know why they've gone down? Because, and she won't admit it, they're actually implementing what Trump has said needs to be done ever since he left office and was trying to do when he was in office. But since he's left office, we've had this surge of all these illegals. This is what he said he would do. They're actually following Trump's ideas but not giving him credit. They're calling them her own. But she won't support secure the border. Like one party said, Kamala Harris promising to secure our border is like O.J. Simpson promising to find the real killer. But then you have these things come out. I mean, she's got to be sorry she picked Tim Walz. I mean, Tim Walz the other day, on occasion he does say something true. Rarely, but he did the other day. He referred to Harris starting her career as a young prostitute. I'm not kidding. That's what he called her, a young prostitute. Well, she was a prosecutor. But well, way to go, Tim. It's about time you said the truth, because you keep repeating lies about Trump creating this pregnancy monitor for women who are pregnant. That is so ridiculously false. Oh, in 2022, where Tim Walz now is denying the fact that he said, should we just quote him? Yeah, let's do that. There is no guarantee to free speech in this country on misinformation or hate speech. Meaning everything he disagrees with is deemed misinformation. Everything is deemed hate speech, just like the bill that Gavin Newsom signed the other day, which we're not going to have time to cover, but I'm going to shred Gavin Newsom so bad, I'm going to strip him of his underwear so quickly he won't even know he's naked in next week's program, if I have the chance, or unless God softens my heart in the meantime. We'll see. Walz needs to just shut up. Yep. She's got to be sorry she picked that Nimrod. He is, what a loser. I mean, the people, I saw the political cartoon about the guy in Minnesota, political cartoon saying, well, I sure hope Tim Walz gets elected. The other guy said, "What? Why? And then the guy says, because that's the only way we can get him out of Minnesota. Anyway. So, I started this program with a little lightness from the Babylon Bee. And I'm going to finish it with a little bit of lightness from the Babylon Bee. Give these guys a credit. They came out with a piece that was the new security measures that the Trump campaign is now going to be implementing after assassination attempt number two. Now, I'm not going to go through all of them. I don't need to, but I'm going to pick on the five most notable security measures the Trump campaign is going to be implementing. Number one, obtain a restraining order against the FBI. Now, understand, this is satire, but satire says truths in a way that nobody else can, no other form of speech can say it. And they go on to say, getting a restraining order from the FBI will remove the number one threat to Trump's safety. Number two, all Secret Service agents will be replaced by Kyle Rittenhouse. I love it. I love it. Number three, triple the size of Trump's current Secret Service detail to six. The previously allotted security team of two ladies just didn't cut it. Isn't it amazing how Trump has, I mean, what happened just the other day? There was talk about a third attempt, which nobody is talking much about, but it slowed down the process of Trump getting to and getting established for a rally. I don't know where it was. I mean, Harris doesn't speak anywhere unless it's just in some little cloistered group, or maybe it's a bigger group, but it's all enclosed. You don't need the security detail for her. There aren't any Republicans out trying to kill her. There aren't. Look at the mass murderers we've had, overwhelmingly Democrats. The ones that have tried to kill Trump twice now, leftists. There's nobody on the right trying to kill Harris. Sheesh. Number four, give Trump's Secret Service detail real guns from now on. Yeah. Number five, and this sadly is not really satire. Politely ask the Harris-Walz campaign to stop referring to Trump as Hitler and calling him an existential threat to democracy. That one is not rhetorical. I mean, it's not satirical. Harris and Walz and all their left-wing libtard lemmings in the media carrying their water are the cause of the divisiveness in this country, the cause of the attempts on Trump's life. And I want you to consider something. Donald Trump is simply standing between us, those of you listening to this program who agree with the bulk of what I say, and the left. If 28% of Democrats want Donald Trump dead, 28% of Democrats want you dead and want me dead. If you think that there's going to be a problem after the election, you couldn't be more right, because I am going to make a prediction. If Donald Trump is elected somehow, hell will be unleashed by the left. Riots, more assassination attempts. And that's why he needs and has, I think, a good second place person, J.D. Vance, or like I said, a Ramaswamy, make the vice president scarier than the president to the left. Let the vice president be the insurance policy for Donald Trump. But mark my words, if Trump is elected, the left is going to unleash hell here in the United States. On the other side of the equation, if Kamala Harris is elected, the left will unleash hell against you and me. They will know how to cheat and keep. It'll be the last election that the Democrats ever have to have a concern about. It's over for this country. And we will probably have a civil war, not because we on the right are going to attack, but because the left will do everything to extinguish, now that they have full control, any voices that speak contrary to the mainstream ideology. The lines spoken to and through people like Harris, Gavin Newsom, Hillary Clinton, that come straight from the pit of hell, because Satan hates a God-fearing country. Satan hates any country that would ever stand up for Israel. Satan hates you, and he hates me. And right now, his target's Donald Trump. Sit tall in the saddle, America. You ride for the brand of Jesus Christ, and we got some riding to do. See you next week.